producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, you know what I thought we'd put up, that Manny, on Facebook, as I decided we'd put up, you know, the big fuss about the Oscars, of how people feel about that, about whether or not there's not enough diversity in how people feel about it. So I thought we'd put that up. But people have to sort of give us some cohesive kind of response. You can't just say, I agree or disagree. All right, so let's put that up. I also thought we'd I just read a very interesting book about personality. That's not ostensibly what it's about. What it's about, it's called Beside Myself. It's written by Amy Morgan, who's a Brit, whom I'd never heard of, but the publisher sent me the book. And it turns out to be an interesting story from my standpoint, in that it's dealing with identical twins who, when they're about 6 years old, decide to switch identities to fool their mother for the day. They thought that would be really fun. And one of them is the dominant twin, who everybody likes, who does well in school, and the other is the submissive twin, who is more insecure and not as popular, and I mean all the kind of stereotypes that you would assume, and they switch identities. And the idea is that once the submissive one has switched into the dominant role, and the dominant one gives her instructions about how to do that, and so when she switches, she's unwilling to switch back. And the story is told in both real time and then flashbacks of understanding what the ramifications are of that. And my first impulse was, I've known a lot of identical twins. They're not that identical. And then, but if you stick with the book, it's really talking about what defines us. What are the traits that are uniquely ours? What is the personality that is uniquely ours? So I thought we'd put up what traits define you, but you have to be not only specific, but in depth about it. All right, so I thought we'd put those two up. Today is Happy National Opposite Day, which is one of my first thoughts, is that opposites attract and then aggravate the daylights out of each other. And if we talk about marriage, which I think we're going to do in the next couple of weeks, I thought maybe we'd make February heart month, so we talk about relationships more than we usually do. I usually don't do topics per se, but I thought since February is Valentine's month, and it's also leap year, which means we got Sadie Hawkins Day. So I thought maybe this year in February we'd look more about relationships, about dating, about marriage, about divorce, about whatever people want to talk about in terms of relationships. But I think that certainly the American model. I also read that people are getting married later than ever before in this country, and are having their first child later than ever before. So it's a huge shift in demographics. But for most of us, or I shouldn't say for most of us, for many of us who got married back in the dark ages, we got married when we were really adolescents. And so if you're an adolescent, you're going to marry the person who is very different than you are, because you don't like yourself very much. So if you're kind of withdrawn, you're going to find somebody who's more outgoing. If you're sort of the life of the party, you're going to find somebody who seems deeper and more studious. And the problem is that as we get older, hopefully we become more accepting of who we are. So if we've married the person who's opposite than we are, you can have some serious problems. It's quite often why second marriages work better than first. So the opposites attract and then aggravate the daylights out of each other. And you hear all the time, someone say, well, he was a couch potato. Well, was he ever the life of the party? No, but, I thought that was kind of cool anyway. It's National Irish Coffee Day, which was supposedly invented at the Buena Vista bar in San Francisco, if you believe that. There are probably a number of places that claim that distinction, but supposedly there was the Buena Vista bar in San Francisco. I can't believe I can remember that. The brain is a strange thing, if you think about it. Memory is a strange thing, and that's part of what determines our personality. A lot of people think that our personality is determined by what we remember, because it's education, it's relationships, it's all sorts of things. Okay, on this day in 1881, Thomas Alva and Alexander Graham formed the Oriental Telephone Company. And on this very day, a mere 24 years later, Alexander Graham Bell inaugurated the U.S. Transcontinental Telephone Service, speaking from New York to Thomas Watson in San Francisco. Are you there, Watson? So there you go. I'm not sure what took 24 years, but it certainly did. Wait a minute, is that 24 or 34? Would be 34 years. My math is off a little bit today. 34 years. In 1924, the first Winter Olympics occurred, which is sort of interesting. They didn't have Winter Olympics before that. The Emmy Awards were presented for the first time in 1949. Did you ever watch soap operas, Manny?
No, not really.
Me neither.
Unless
always been working.
Unless you want to count professional wrestling as a soap opera, which in some ways it kind of is.
No, that's a comedy. That's choreography, yeah. Certainly scripted. The Guiding Light, which is one of, if not the longest, I think it may be one of the longest running soap operas. It started on this day in 1952. It started on NBC, moved to CBS, which has got to be kind of interesting, and was on the air till September 18th, 2009. So that's what, 63 plus 9, so that's 72 years. 72 years for a soap opera.
Mm.
Those people had a lot of soap. Do you know why they're called soap operas?
No idea. I've always wondered that, though.
I can tell you that they were sponsored by and large by Procter & Gamble. So they they made detergent. So that's why they're called soap operas.
Hmm.
Because they wanted a place to advertise to women. So there you go. This is something that affects you and me. I don't know if you have to do this or not. I do, or I've had to in the past. The NAB, National Association of Broadcasters, reacts to the Payola scandal in 1960 by threatening fines for any disc jockeys who accept money for playing particular records, which was a huge scandal, okay? But the result of it is I don't play records, right? I've never played a record in my life on the air. I have to sign a Payola thing every time I do a contract that said I have not. It was like in college, I was going to say I have neither given nor received help on this exam. I have not received any compensation for doing this. Now, interestingly enough, if for those of us on the air who read commercials, and some of us do, some of us don't, it's a very interesting kind of thing. The idea, which is sort of a word that wasn't used then, but it's used a lot now, is transparency, is that you can't appear to play something that got a lot of popular support and because somebody gave you a lot of money, that you have to be at least transparent about it. On this day in 1961, I didn't know this, JFK delivered the first live presidential television news conference. I didn't realize they were that modern, did you?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I just sort of assumed that news conferences had been around for as long as there's been news and radios and television, but not the case. And on this day in 1971, the Charles Manson family were found guilty of the Tate LaBianca murders. That's one of those stories that just never quite goes away, does it?
Mm-mm.
What can I tell you? I guess it was so scary for people. Probably my favorite story of the day is inconsistent radar testing casts doubt on the validity of millions of speeding tickets. For those of us who have somewhat lead feet, this is our opportunity to complain. Manny, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Oh, I've gotten a couple.
See, I've never gotten a speeding ticket. I've gotten stopped a couple times. Never gotten a ticket. We'll talk later. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So, Manny, did you watch the football games over the weekend?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What am I saying? Of course you did.
You already know the answer question. To that.
Yeah, come on, Joy. We know the answer to that. Well, my television wasn't working, which, I mean, I never watched my television. It could have been broken for 4 years, I would have known. But watching football games in your jammies is much more fun than not. And
that's pretty much what I did yesterday.
I think that's what everybody in the universe did, right? Yeah. I mean, it was national. If you were on the East Coast, you couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, but So, were you rooting for New England or the Broncos?
I guess I was kind of rooting for New England. I don't have an issue with the Broncos, though. I mean, I like Peyton Manning's a former Tennessee Vol, so I'm a big Tennessee Volunteers football fan. So,
well,
I've always kind of liked Peyton.
But well, I like Tom Brady too. Oldest quarterback in the NFL right now, and the oldest one to ever start at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 39 and 39 and some change.
Yeah, geezer ball. So there we go.
Yeah.
Why did they call him the sheriff?
I don't know. I think just because he's kind of got that, he's
old west kind of thing.
Yeah, he's from the south, and you know that whole thing. So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
He's kind of a throwback, kind of an old school type. But he's kind of a classic drop back, you know, passing quarterback. And nowadays in the NFL, there's a lot more quarterbacks who run more like Cam Newton.
Well, he looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah. Well, and Cam Newton is kind of the epitome of what
he's
I was
the new
saying.
One. Yeah.
He's the young up and comer. He's probably going to get the MVP this year. He's really athletic. He's got a strong arm, and he's
silly.
He's got this personality too, and he's. Yeah. It's made him pretty polarizing too. I mean, a lot of people like the touchdown dance that he does. And
well, some people think he's a show off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's really polarizing.
Well, so I watched the first game, and I was in Boston for graduate school and medical school, and so but they were then they had actually switched over by the time I was doing that they were the Boston Patriots, and then they became the New England Patriots, and mm-hmm. moved down to Foxborough and banned drinking and stuff like that. But this the inflated or deflated balls just kind of drove me a little crazy. And so and Belichick is not very popular in New York, and my mom is in Denver. So and Eli is a Giant. So mm-hmm. I thought that was a nail biting game, and traditionally I think the playoff games have been often much better than the Super Bowl itself. I'm a little afraid of this, and watching the Cardinals and the Panthers that was painful.
Yeah,
that Carolina was to be quite honest, even though I thought the Panthers. You know, at some point you think, why don't you put in your fourth-string quarterback?
and they did at the very end. They put in their backup after...
Yeah, but that was like with 3 minutes left to play or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And all those interceptions, I just thought, couldn't you show them some mercy? I mean, the score looked like a basketball game. It was the highest-scoring basketball game. So I'm watching, and one of my neighbors called and said, why don't you come up for a drink? And I said, well, do you want to watch she said, what are you doing today? So I'm going to watch the game. Do you want to watch it with me? And she said, we're Canadians. Meh, meh. And I said, are you meh-ing me? And she said, no, just the game. So I'm watching the game. And so I get a phone call, and she said, if you'll come up now, we'll put on the game. And for the first game, I mean, that was pretty compelling football, whether you like football or not.
Oh, yeah.
It was a nail-biter.
Well, and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning have always been viewed as kind of the
rivals.
The rivals, because they've been kind of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL for, about 15 years. It's
and they were kind of cute to each other at the end.
Yeah, they have little hugs. They actually have a pretty good relationship with each other. There's kind of that mutual respect because they're both viewed as kind of being the two of the greatest quarterbacks ever. So.
Well, and it was a good game, too. And the poor place kicker who hasn't missed in 524 attempts.
He missed the extra point. And
Which it actually was not. The game was won by two, but certainly could have made a difference.
Yeah, well, because it a lot of times it changes how you...
The momentum.
When it changes how you do things going forward, because if he had made that, it would have been 20-13 instead of 20-12, and then New England wouldn't have needed to go for two when they got that late touchdown to Gronkowski. So it makes a difference, but there were so many other plays that could have been made in that game, too, where you just say, tip your hat and...
Move on to the next
Broncos
one.
And there you go. Yeah.
But the Panthers looked unstoppable. I kind of worry about the Broncos.
They've been doing that to a lot of people, the Panthers have, and they've only lost one game all year.
I know. But yesterday I really felt like they didn't need to keep intercepting that ball and racking up the points. I thought at some point this gets a little ridiculous.
You know what it is, though? the Panthers
adrenaline.
Well, part of it too is the Panthers have had a lot of games this year where they get off to a big lead and then teams come back and get close, or they end up tying the game and the Panthers have to get a late score to win. So I think in this case, I think they were trying to make sure that Arizona couldn't. They were trying to get as many points as they could.
Well, they certainly accomplished that goal.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, they probably didn't need to do it last night, but.
It got a little sort of squeamish as far as I was concerned.
Because the week before, Carolina played Seattle, and they jumped out 31-0, and then Seattle came back in the second half of the game and got it to 31-24.
Yep.
So, yeah, they got it pretty close. So they think they.
Well, we will see. Sure. Super Bowl 50 in 2 weeks.
Yep. It's the golden, called the Golden Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. So here's one of my favorite. You guys know, in terms of Facebook, I love it for the program. You're never going to see me on it. Not gonna happen. As I said, I'm a private person, and if I want someone to know something about me, I'll tell them. And but anyway, so here's a study that came out of the UK. Here's the headline. Most of your Facebook friends don't care about you and probably wouldn't even sympathize with your problems, according to a new study.
Wow.
they're not even messing around. They're just saying, okay, folks. I think it says that the headline says you have 4 Facebook friends. Facebook friends are almost entirely fake. You can only count on about 4 of your friends, and most don't even care if anything bad happens to you. Okay, well, you know, don't sugarcoat it for me. Tell me what's really real here. Okay. Many people have hundreds of Facebook friends, but people can only really depend on 4. A professor of evolutionary psychology at Oxford undertook a study to find out the connection between whether people have lots of Facebook friends and real friends. He found there was very little correlation between having friends on social networks and actually being able to depend on them or even talking to them regularly. The average person studied had around 150 Facebook friends, but only about 14 of them would express sympathy in the event of anything going wrong. I don't know why this tickles me. The average person said that only about 27% of their Facebook friends were genuine. Those numbers are mostly similar to how friendships work in real life, the research said, but huge numbers of supposed friends on a friends list means that people can be tricked into thinking that they might have more friends. There's a constraint on the size of social networks that even the communication advantages of online media are unable to overcome. Alrighty, Bill, you'll be next. Hang on. You can be my Facebook friend. Well, you can be my friend anyway. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I guess it was 10 or 12 years ago you was counseling with a fellow that after 27 years caught his wife running around.
Yeah.
Well, now listen. And you spent at least 30 minutes trying to tell him to take her back or try to work something out. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's two things no good warmed over, no love affair and a baked potato. I took my first wife back 3 times. And every time we get back together, it wouldn't be long till. So the fourth time I caught her, I said, I'm going to divorce this woman for sure. And now you know, the man gives a kid their traits. I had 4 kids. None of them look nothing like me. I got a test run on them. None of them belong to me.
You had DNA testing? Wait a minute. You had DNA testing?
Being and raised Pentecostal Holiness, I was real religious.
Bill, so you didn't ask. Ben, did you actually have DNA testing on your kids?
I did.
And none of them are yours?
None of them was mine.
Wow.
And I had different shaped kids, and you know.
Well, I mean, you could certainly get the idea that the man determines the traits of the kids is not really accurate. It's a combination. But if you had DNA testing and none of them were yours, then none of them are yours, I guess.
Well, anyway, that guy was having trouble with dreaming about dying. Let me tell you what happens when you dream about dying.
Okay.
Now, like I said, being raised real religious, and we had beliefs back then, you know, you couldn't marry again if you had a living spouse. Well, all of a sudden, I started, and I was going to be a minister. And after all this happened, I just quit. I just give up on it. Well, but here's what happened. All of a sudden, I started dreaming every night about dying.
Yeah.
I would either be in a drawer closing up with me on a long ramp sliding into a bunch of decayed bodies.
Yikes.
I said, well, I'm going to lose my mind. I better go see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
So I did. And here's what the psychiatrist said to me.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, what are you presently reading? I said, I'm reading a book about why I cannot be a Christian. He said, well, you've really got no serious problem what you're doing. Beliefs that you've been taught as a kid, you can no longer believe. Or you've got somebody that you don't believe. But I would say it's more to do with religion than anything. Because I studied hard. And all the stories in the Bible is also in Greek mythology. So I got confused. But like I said, I just walked away from it all. Now, but I later found another woman. I thought, well, I'll marry her. So I'm going to make a long story short. I want to tell you this. First, let me tell you, I've been married 12 times.
But 12 times?
Here's what happens. Ever since my birth, I've known one honest woman on the face of this earth. I've been here over 266,000 days, and I've met and married a lot of women along the way. But give a woman time, and she'll prove to you that you're not the only man on her mind or in her bed. That's why most women will mess up your head.
Oh, Bill, come on. That's a ridiculous statement.
Well,
you're saying that there...
You have to live it.
No.
You have to live it.
Bill, you may have chosen a bunch of women that... I don't know how long you knew the women. I don't know on what basis you chose them. I don't know what your marriage was like. But to say that every woman will cheat is like saying... is as dumb as saying every man will cheat. It's not true.
Well, I can't say that about men. I don't know whether that's true or not. But I know...
Neither of them are true.
The women that I've had, and you know,
I'm not arguing that you may have lousy tastes in women, Bill, but that's not saying that all women are going to cheat. That's a ridiculous statement.
Well, what percentage would you give it? 12 out of 12?
That would be 100%, wouldn't it? No, supposedly the statistics are that under 40, women under 40 cheat at the same rate that men do, which is about half. Which says that half don't.
I lived with a woman that was 74 and went with her for 3.5 years. I wasn't going to marry again. Well, a guy comes over and brings her refrigerator that played out in her garage. And
okay.
I overheard him say, I'll see you later tonight. And I'm hard of hearing. Well, I go back down at 11:30 that night, and nobody would come to the door, wouldn't answer the phone or do nothing. So I just went on down close to the highway and parked and waited when the man
Bill, listen to me. How old were you when you married the first wife?
I was about 21.
Okay. How long were you married to her?
9 years.
Okay. And you had 4 children in 9 years. So you got divorced. So at 30, so between, how old are you now?
81.
Okay. When's the last time you married a woman?
I married my 12th wife in about 93 and divorced her 10 years later.
All right, well, wait a minute. 93. So that was in 2003. So between...
I divorced her in 2004.
Okay.
I said, I'm going to wait 10 years so you can draw my Social Security. She was about, I don't know, quite a bit younger than I was. But now, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty well off. And I think women are drawn to me because I'm too good to them. And I think they take you for granted when you're too good to them. And I can overlook a lot of stuff. But here, when you stop appreciating what I'm going to do for you, or what I'm doing for you, my last wife, I bought her 5 new cars in 10 years.
Well, I think you're confusing. I think you're confusing giving people stuff and giving of yourself. To be quite honest, I mean, I think they're not the same thing at all.
Well, let me put it to you this way: every woman I've had to leave has tried desperately to come back. As a matter of fact, sometimes I have to call the police. And they
you were married at 21. So you were born in 1935. So you married your first wife in 1956. You were married for ten years.
I was in the service when I come back. Well, I married her when I got back from the service, the Philippines. And,
okay.
But now she later, the last time she was trying desperately to come back, she had a lot of confessions to make to me, but I said, I can't help it. Now.
All right. So in the next 28 years, you were married to 11 different women.
Yeah.
That's a marriage. So how long did you know any of those women before you married them?
Well, I knew some of them a long time. And
how long is a long time?
Well, like the last woman, I knew her for 3.5 years, and we went dancing. And let me tell you, I'm no slouch. I'm an excellent dancer. I could be dancing on Dance with the Stars. But anyway.
Bill, if for just a second, we didn't assume that all women were Jezebels. Is there anything that you can look at in your marriages, your 12 marriages, where you think you might have picked women who had a lot, who were sort of flashy, or women that you didn't know very well, or women that you didn't spend a lot of time with? Is there anything you can look at in your own behavior and say, you know, maybe if I'd done this differently, these marriages would have lasted?
Well, we all can say that, but here now, you ever heard?
Wait! No, you're not. You're not saying that at all. You're saying all women are cheats, and that I married 12 women, and none of them could be trusted. I spent, even with women that I don't marry, you can't trust any women at all. And I think that's an outrageous statement.
Well, let me tell you something. Every person I know, their wife is running around. I was a walking.
Well, maybe you hang out with the wrong people, Bill, because it's just not true. Statistically, it's not true. I mean, that's an outrageous statement to say that that half the world's population are cheats.
Well, you can say all horses are animals, but all animals are not horses. I know what you're saying. And that's
okay.
True.
So what I'm saying is there any possibility that there was maybe you chose women you didn't know very well, you chose women who were significantly younger than you were, or you chose women that you didn't spend a lot of time with, or, I mean, there's no other way of looking at this, at your marriages, at 12 failed marriages, other than to say that women are cheats. Let me put you on hold. You think about the question.
Well,
hang on, I'll be back to you in just a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Bill, who has had a many-splendored marital history. He's married 12 different women, and his perception is that women cannot be trusted. And I'm saying, Bill, if we took that concept off the table temporarily...
Okay, before we go any further, let me tell you something. Okay. I live within walking distance, within 15 minutes of four churches. One of them I can be there in 4 or 5 minutes. The other one 4 or 5. The other maybe 10. But I'm within walking distance of four churches. And all four of our churches had problems of a sexual nature. Deacon's going with the piano player or this, or the preacher going with the piano.
Well, so Bill,
So, Bill, men have problems
let me explain some. When I was going to be a preacher, I had a sermon called The Living Dead. If you ever die spiritually, you will invariably die morally, then you are the living dead. And I think that's being proved. This is what I'm saying today. I think
what does this have to do with my question to you?
Well, see, this is what I mean. You just have the wrong conception. You must have went to the wrong school because I'm living life experience. I'm not studying no book.
And you're all right. So, Bill, so you went to a school that says all women are cheats, and
no,
I went to a school that said that men and women are not perfect creatures, but that most people will do the best they can. Most people do not cheat. Most people are moral. So I went to the wrong school, and you went to the right one.
Well, I wish I knew somebody that didn't.
Well, I think maybe you should go shop around a little bit more and talk with people who are maybe aren't younger than you are, who maybe don't necessarily attract you sexually, who seem like nice people, because I think you have a very distorted view of the world. And the problem is, if you distrust everybody, you're going to find people who are not trustworthy.
I have a realistic view of the world.
Well, you and I don't think yours is realistic at all.
Okay, let me explain something to you. When I was 7 years old, we walked across an old cow pasture, a muddy field, to my uncle's house. He had a radio. And the newscaster's name was Gabriel Heater. And here's what he said. We was in the Second World War. He said, the United States was founded on cheap energy in war, and the United States will always be in war if they have to fund their own. Now, this woman's name is Liz Sly. She's the bureau chief of the Washington Post. And she said, everybody in Beirut, where she's stationed at, know that the United States is funding ours and Turkey. And as far as those airstrikes are making, that's propaganda. They're not making no airstrikes. And I didn't pick up. I called LP.
Okay,
yeah,
I think we've just gone into an area that is not, you know, I think we're going to have to let this go. What I was asking you with a great deal of sincerity is whether or not if you took that notion that half the world's population are cheats and Jezebels and not to be trusted, was there any way of looking at your relationships that made things a little clearer to you? And you're talking about airstrikes. So I think we're going to end this conversation, all right?
Yeah, that's okay. But I wish you'd do me a favor, and I wish you'd pass this on to somebody that knows, because I can't see why. I'll say this. All them senators running for the president and Republicans, they're working for the president. Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure anybody would agree with you on any level about that one, that all the Republicans are working for Obama. I don't think so.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, that one, I think we've just gone into, I don't even think it's the Twilight Zone. We were okay there for, well, actually, we were never okay, were we? All right, listen, folks, look, that whole notion that we are blameless, that we are victims, is not profitable. If you view yourself as a victim, you are going to give away all of your power. You do not want to give away all of your power, especially if you view the world as a malignant place. Because if people are out to get you and you have no power, you are in deep doo-doo. So especially if you believe that the world is a malignant place, don't give away your power. Don't be a victim. For those of us who think the world is okay, we shouldn't be giving away our power either, because you know we take responsibility for our own behavior. I guess I went to a different school than Bill did. However, I didn't go to Peyton Manning's school either. It turns out that the name, the sheriff, was first given to Peyton Manning in 2009, which is now getting to be 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a game between the Colts and the Miami Dolphins, saying that Manning lays down the law in opposing team stadium. He continued, this was John Gruden. He said, sheriff analogy by describing how Manning manipulates his offense at the line of scrimmage through his audibles, which you could certainly hear in this game on Sunday. It was perpetuated by Ron Jaworski, who throughout the game continued to refer to Manning as the sheriff after Gruden made his comments. So there you go.
All right. So, and before Newton was drafted, he sat down with Gruden for his yearly rookie quarterback camp for ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And Gruden was still calling Manning the sheriff. So that's where Cam picked it up for the first time. Okay. He remembered the nickname. The sheriff isn't a commonly used nickname, but people are aware of it. Gruden has invented dozens of nicknames over the years on Monday Night Football, and the vast majority of them never stick. By telling Newton that Manning is the sheriff back in 2011, it may have solidified the nickname for years to come. And going along with Manning's theory, Peyton really, really looks like an old-timey sheriff. He grunts when he tries to get out of his car. All right? Did you see the ads, the nationwide? I thought those were great, although by the 80th time I'd seen them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, you know, he's...
Peyton, he has a sense of humor about himself.
He does, yeah, and he's hosted Saturday Night Live before, and in fact, Eli has too. They're a funny brother tandem.
Well, Peyton, and we really, I mean, because we really liked the showdown when Eli sort of spanked Peyton. That was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So it's quite obvious that Bill and I will not be meeting up at the Rice alum meeting. We went to different schools. But, I mean, he doesn't like anybody. He says the churches are all corrupt. But those are men, basically. Or maybe they're being corrupt because the Jezebels were all seducing them. I don't know. I kind of got lost on that a little bit. We were doing okay. Until we decided that that the bombings, you know, we're all... It's kind of like I should have asked about the moon landings. I didn't have enough nerve to do that. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Just to finish up the notion about the Facebook that you really only have four friends and we're not sure that they even like you. It turns out that they have different layers on Facebook. That five people will be in the first and closest one. Then you've got increments of 15, 50, and 150. And different friends will be in each of the groups as they move further out. It's kind of like being on a talk show, right? You move further and further from the host. Folks, you're never far from me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.